You're listening to SBS News.
The Victorian and New South Wales government are touting a plan to introduce play-based learning for free in the year before children start primary school as the greatest transformation of early education in a generation. The reform is a rare display of bipartisanship from the leaders of two opposing political parties. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has called it a long-term policy commitment that will change lives.
Two states working together, leading the nation on revolutionary reform in our education system. This 10-year program will get us to the point where we have universal pre-K education in our state.
The Victorian leader, Daniel Andrews, says the plan is aimed at giving all children from all backgrounds access to early learning, while also benefiting working families, particularly women.
This is all about giving every child every chance, the best start for the best life. It's about women being able to make choices and have opportunities for economic power, independence and influence.
Victoria plans to introduce the extra school year from 2025. What is currently known in the state as four-year-old kinder will become pre-prep. Play-based learning will continue, but children will attend classes 5 days per week and it will be free. A similar model is set to be rolled out in New South Wales in 2030. In that state, it will be known as pre-kindergarten. New South Wales will begin a pilot program from next year. The state has committed $5.8 billion over 10 years, $50 million of which will be used from next month to begin the planning process. This includes scoping sites to put the services, such as existing primary schools. Developing the infrastructure is just one of the challenges, according to the Australian Education Union, which has labelled the plan as a great investment. But its president, Meredith Peace, says finding the workforce will take time.
A lot of work will be needed in developing the workforce, supporting the existing workforce, and of course attracting a whole new wave of teachers and educators to come into this sector.
For the New South Wales Education Minister, the announcement is a result of years of work. Sarah Mitchell pushed for the reform, having seen the benefits in Canada, where a similar system has been implemented. Their program is also voluntary, and the take-up has been around 95%.
It feels very emotional for me. This is something I've been really invested in for a long time, and I'm just delighted that we're here. I know it will make a huge difference for our kids. It is the best thing that we can be doing when it comes to both education and early learning.
These parents see the economic benefits.
Sounds great to me. We haven't put him in childcare yet, but it seems pretty expensive, and so a year less of that would be fabulous.
I have got a young one and we're looking forward. We can't wait to be rolled out in New South Wales. I request government to roll it out sooner rather than waiting till 2030.
CEO of the Early Learning and Childcare Council, Elizabeth Deeth, says the move will enhance child development.
Those first 5 years are when 90% of brain development occurs. We know that if they start school behind, they stay behind. And what they come into the schooling sector with is predictive of what they exit the schooling sector with.
Ms. Deeth described the plan as groundbreaking and one other states should follow. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.